And now, the life of Mary Tuttle. Most of us feel pretty low at one time or another, but when we stop to consider, we wouldn't trade places with a lot of people. For example, Mary Southern is worried because Max may be forced to sell out and leave Sanders. Yet she wouldn't care to be in Phyllis's pitiful predicament, crippled with two small babies and a young husband. Max feels rich because he missed the one opportunity to interest wealthy Jeffrey Barton in Sanders as a future factory son. Yet you can be sure he wouldn't change places with that important man, even if he could. Yes, it's human to complain about our lot, but we still wouldn't care for the other fellow. Today we're going to stop in at the little white cottage of Danny and Phyllis Stratford. Max has assured his crippled sister that he will have the money for her operation. He promised this when he decided to sell his interest in Sanders to Gerald Truth. Mary, the only one who knew of this, delayed the transaction temporarily when she told him about Jeffrey Barton. But since Barton's return to Chicago, things look hopeless in that quarter. It is about 11:30 the following morning. Danny is carrying Phyllis to her wheelchair.
Right now, Chevy, you give me a lift, stranger.
Oh, there's nothing of it, gal. Little Danny's always going to do a good turn.
Oh, Danny. I'm so sorry you have to do this thing.
Oh, Mother Phyllis. I'd rather carry you like this than let him shag with Myrna Loy.
You're sweet, Danny.
Sure, I'm hot stuff. Now, money for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four you go. There. There, all set?
Like a queen on a throne.
Hey, what's it about queens? We got royalty here in Sanders?
Oh, I should say so, Daddy. Tuss is my queen, ain't you, Tuss?
Tuss. He's done just like Max.
Hey, speaking of Max, who's heard from him? He was supposed to come see that money yesterday.
Now, keep your shirt on, Danny boy. Max ain't let us down yet. Oh, say, Philly, where's the can opener?
Well, it should be hanging over the sink.
Oh, ain't there.
Oh, here it is. I left it on the radio last night. Well, I've been doing some tall thinking about that money.
I hope you didn't strain yourself.
It doesn't take much strain to see that Max Sanders is a lot of hot air.
You pipe down, Danny Stratford. Max is trying to earn hard. Now, don't you suppose he wants to see his own sister up and around?
Oh, sure he does, but if he was depending on that factory business with Martin or whatever his name is...
Barton. What? Jeffrey Barton. He's a billionaire from Chicago.
A lot of good his billions will do us if he doesn't spend some of them here.
Did Max say that was where he planned to raise the money? By selling this Mr. Barton a factory site?
He didn't say. That's been his own little secret.
Well, give him a chance. Maybe he wanted to smooth off all the rough edges before he told us.
You know how Max loves to give people nice surprises.
Sometimes his surprises backfire.
Yeah, and that can happen to the best of us. Now, it ain't Max's fault that Mr. Barton made up his mind to fly back to Chicago.
Daddy, will that mean that he won't be able to raise the money?
Now, see, you had to go and get it all worried up with your goddamn supposings.
Oh, gee, Angel, I didn't mean it.
Oh, don't you start worrying, honey. Let us men do that now. We'll see you get what you need.
But if Max did depend on Mr. Barton and he's gone...
Well, now, what if he is? He ain't left the earth and... Anyway, Max ain't said that was where he was going to get the money. He just said he'd get it. And that's good enough for me.
Me too, Daddy.
What about you, son?
Yeah, me too.
That's more like it. You know, Abe Lincoln was a right smart fellow. And he spoke a little piece once that held a parcel of truth. A bit of philosophy, about a house divided ain't going to stand. You know, no family can get on if they don't stick together and believe in one another. One for all and all for one. That's what Abe said.
Lincoln didn't say that, Daddy. That was Boma in The Three Musketeers.
Well, he probably swiped the idea from me. You're all through with this history business, Danny. Maybe you'll give me a hand in the kitchen.
Sure.
I'll go, Daddy. I can wheel out there and peel potatoes or anything.
Well, I should say not. Why, queens don't stoop to such menial labor. They just stay right here and relax. Come on, Daddy. So what'd you close the kitchen door for?
I wanted to talk to you, Danny. I didn't want Phyllis to hear.
Hey, what's up?
I'm worried about how Max is going to get that money.
Well, you just said not to worry, that Max wouldn't let us down.
Danny, there are times when it's hard to believe you're my son. Of course I said that in front of Phyllis. And what good's he going to do to Winnie her?
It certainly won't do her any good when she finds out that Max was just all talk.
Oh, just a minute. I ain't saying that either. Max was pretty darn sure of having the money when he told her.
Then what's happened?
I don't know. Maybe he was planning on this Barton fella. He didn't say so, but when Amelia told him Barton had flown to Chicago, I just swear he was going to faint.
Max is one guy I could never imagine faint.
Well, you should have seen him. He looked at me as if he didn't understand the language. That's what's got me to thinking he was counting on me pretty heavy.
Jim, you know, I feel sorry for Max.
We've got to do more than just feel sorry. We've got to think of some way to help.
Yeah. Getting Max an appointment with this Barton would do a trick now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it would. You see, Max had it all figured out that when Barton came back to pick up his car, he'd ask him smack out about building a factory right here in Sanders.
Yeah. Well, then we'll have to see that Max and Mr. Barton get together.
We, Danny?
Certainly we. This house isn't going to be divided against itself anymore.
Baby, you sure you can't get a person-to-person call through to Mr. Barton?
No, it's urgent, Max. Make it sound important.
Yeah, but how's that dame know that we won't talk? You gotta talk to him, and she won't. Huh? What? Oh, okay. Goodbye.
You know what, Max?
No. The operator said that his secretary accepted all his personal calls. And you know me, honey. I ain't got a telephone personality for women. Men are all right, but for a dame, I gotta be seen to be appreciated.
Well, you ain't for television. Maybe you'll still answer our telegram. Well, we haven't reached him personally. That's the whole trouble.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. He phoned twice. He sent that wire. Wonder what we'd better try next.
Maybe better send a homing pigeon.
Oh, darling, you're brilliant. I can just see a cute little bird flying right in Mr. Martin's window and perching on his inkwell.
Yeah, sure. And she'd look him right in the mug and say,
come up and see me sometime.
Hey, who asked you?
Huh? Well, Danny, we've almost decided the only way to reach Mr. Jeffrey Barton is with a homing pigeon.
Yeah, that was a tough break having him fly back.
Yeah, sure. They ain't rolling for us lately, Danny.
How are Phyllis and Daddy, Danny?
Oh, they're fine. Phil wants her best Susan over this afternoon. She's crocheting in a sweater.
Oh, Danny, she shouldn't do so much.
She says she has to do something, and, well, I guess she keeps her mind off things.
Oh, poor darling, I can understand that. Guess I'll buy some yarn, have her knit Max a sweater.
The yellow one?
Nope. Daddy, do it, match your eyes.
Hey, no, what do you think I am?
My baby.
All right, wise guy.
Danny was telling me about Mr. Barton. You met him, didn't you?
Oh, yes. He came into the house after the accident.
He must have been going some. I saw the tracks where his car skidded into that big tree.
Well, he was driving fast. Dangerous corner, too.
Now, if he had just dented his collarbone a little, or maybe busted a toe.
Sure, he'd have been right here in the hospital in Sanders right now.
Hey, my new boys, wishing a man had been hurt.
Well, you know, reckless drivers do get hurt sometimes.
Yeah, they do, sure.
Well, let's not concentrate on that. We'll simply hope Mr. Barton answers our letter. If not, we'll think of something else.
I've already thought.
Oh, say, Danny, I want to give you some ginger cookies I baked to take home to Phyllis.
Oh, swell, she loves them.
Well, I'm tucking in a little surprise for Daddy, too.
Say, Danny, tell Phyllis not to worry about that money, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's the matter with you? You look like you're in a fog.
Who? Me?
Yeah, you.
No. I've just been having an idea.
What?
A terrific idea. Why, this idea is sensational.
Well, colossal was about the only adjective Danny missed. It must be a great idea to warrant the build-up he gave it. Well, Mary and Max can certainly use a good idea, because reaching Barton through the accepted channels appears hopeless. Let's hope Danny really has thought of something.